not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Find it hard to tune in? Jump on the internet, stream live at www.alive905.com.au.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Shannon Kirkwood. The Victorian Premier says tens of thousands of Melbourne households are not only battling against coronavirus, but now have to deal with the aftermath of a severe storm. Daniel Andrews has discussed the latest COVID-19 figures, announcing 12 deaths and 113 new cases. All of the deaths are linked to aged care outbreaks. Meantime, three people in Melbourne died in the storm last night, including a young boy. Mr. Andrews has extended his thanks to the work of emergency service personnel.
There have been about 2,000 calls for assistance since those strong winds began. 1,600 jobs or tasks have been completed and the SES are working on the remaining calls as quickly as they possibly can.
Elsewhere, a primary and secondary school in Sydney are closed for cleaning today following positive COVID-19 cases. There are 13 new cases in the state. Four are unknown community transmission with the source under investigation. And Schoolies Week has been cancelled with a ban on mass gatherings on Queensland's Gold Coast. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has today expanded coronavirus restrictions to include the Gold Coast after three new COVID-19 cases were detected. Those restrictions of a maximum of 10 people being able to gather in homes and outdoors come into effect on the Gold Coast tomorrow. The cases are all linked to a corrective services trainer who tested positive earlier this week. The Prime Minister has ramped up his calls for unnecessary state borders to end while speaking at a bush summit in Cooma. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
The Bush Summit is bringing together politicians, rural leaders and farmers to discuss issues affecting regional Australians. Prime Minister Scott Morrison delivered a strong message about state borders harming regional and rural areas.
Australia was not built to have internal borders. In fact, the very point of federation was not to have them. That was the point of Australia.
He gave examples of people in border towns who can't care for elderly parents, haven't been able to access medical care, and farmers who can't get to their own properties. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
Meanwhile, the Australian Veterinary Association is joining calls for an urgent nationwide permit for the safe movement of agricultural workers. The AVA joins the National Farmers Federation in making the call a week after National Cabinet agreed to develop an agricultural workers code to help farmers with movement between borders. That code isn't expected to be introduced for at least another week. AVA President Dr. Warwick Vale says the current situation is untenable, saying it is causing direct harm to farmers, vets and rural communities. Overseas, Donald Trump has formally accepted the Republican Party nomination for US President. The 45th US President is currently addressing the Republican National Convention.
My fellow Americans, tonight, with a heart full of gratitude and boundless optimism, I profoundly accept this nomination for President of the United States.
He says his government has made extraordinary progress over the past 4 years and he's pledged to do the same for a further 4 years should he be re-elected in November. To sport, Parramatta prop Regan Campbell-Gillard is facing a one-match ban after he was charged for a dangerous throw for a tackle during his side's 38-0 NRL loss to South Sydney last night. And West Australian rugby union player Courtney Hodder has signed with AFLW club the Brisbane Lions. She'll make her debut for the club next season.
National Radio News is supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Community Broadcasting Foundation, cbf.org.au.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5, brought to you by Concise Finance, your local mortgage broker.
It's currently 18.5 degrees and we're inching towards the top of 19 degrees. And for the afternoon, the winds are going to tend to the southerly, 15 to 25 kilometres an hour, and then come light in the late afternoon. Sun will set tonight at 24 minutes to 6pm, back up again at 19 minutes past 6am. Forecast for the weekend, it's sunny, a lovely weekend coming up. Tomorrow, 5 to 23, and Sunday, 7 to 25. Some glorious weather as we're on the cusp of spring. And back to work week Monday will be mostly sunny, 11 to 19. The moon is a waxing gibbous with full moon next Wednesday.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Seven Hills, Prospect Highway near Federal Road, a car crash with moderate traffic conditions. Traffic is affected in both directions. And Carlingford, M2 motorway eastbound off-ramp to Pennant Hills Road. Truck breakdown, leaving heavy traffic conditions off the M2 with one of three northbound lanes closed. Lane 2 in the middle of the off-ramp, so you might want to go along to Windsor Road if you can do that as well. 6 minutes past one, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Thank you for listening Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. Before we continue our interview with our interesting guest in studio, Leo Koga, I would like to invite everybody to join the next few seconds what Darren's going to read. I don't know what it is about, but we want your assistance. So Darren, please go.
Well, our listeners may not know that currently we have free membership. So you can sign up to be a member of Alive 90.5 for free. Why would you want to sign up? And you want to support local arts, music, artists, musicians, create a platform for learning, help the community not served by mainstream media to tell their stories and connect to your new audiences. Listen to Business Insights, of course. And being part of an outside broadcast and concerts, that's we'll get back outside once COVID goes. And they're the best things as well. And we're actually in for a award for the Australia Day broadcast and other broadcasts we did before COVID. So, yeah, they're the sort of things you can get part of. But, Mario, I want to ask you, and this is right on the spot.
Please.
What do you like about being a member of Live 90.5?
Well, I like it. You said just right now it's not being the part of the mainstream media. That's the number one. Secondly, it's a local radio station, which is a part of a local community. But most importantly, the friendliness of the staff, the honesty, kindness, generosity, and you can pass your message. You can alter it. The most important, you can alter it, your message, and people like Darren Kevis Davis is going to help you actually to alter it and make it the best advertising ever. A part of being the, you know, in on our businesses with Mario and Darren.
You hit it on the head. The great people here, the great friends I've met Mario here, and one day I just said, Mario, I'm looking to do something, and here I am, Business Insights, 3 months later, having so much fun.
Oh, yes, it's true.
Like, and you know, so anyone can do that. And so, and I love that it says here, I've got a few notes, and
please,
one of the notes is, I love the sound of my own voice. No, you're not for me, but I love listening to Mario's sexy voice.
Mario's sexy voice, yeah.
But really, without the local support, community radio would not exist. You can help give our community something to be proud of and be excited about. It's really easy to join, and it's free right now. All you need to do is go to www.alive95.com.au. Click on membership at the top of the screen. It's so easy, a simple form with a few details, and you will be a member of this great radio station.
This is a great way to be the part of the great radio station. And of course, you're going to talk to Darren and myself and the other presenters in other radio shows as well. So you're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Darren and Mario. We'll take it a very, very, very short break, maybe just one or two commercials, because we're then going to continue conversation with our guest in studio, Leo Koga, who is dying now how to share the knowledge, experience, how to make more money, how to save more money, and as well how to comply with the state and government, the federal legislation.
Right? Law, yeah.
That's what it is. So we take a short break, few seconds with the sound commercial, and we come back. Thank you for listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren. We're glad we have you with us in studio.
Alive 90.5.
In the market to purchase your new home? Sick of attending open homes? Tired of being beaten at auction? It's time to put the buying experts to work for you. Hi, I'm Michael Savartis from Real Property Buyers, and our job is to take the hassle out of purchasing property. Our independent team will do the house hunting for you and make sure you buy the right property at the right price. So no matter whether it's your first home or your forever home, visit realpropertybuyers.com.au and let us take the stress out of purchasing your new home.
Real Property Buyers are proud sponsors of Alive 90.5.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21 Winston Hills Mall and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
Thanks, Australia, for doing your bit to help stop the spread of coronavirus, for downloading the COVID Safe app, for keeping your distance and staying at home, for the sacrifices you've made, and for stepping up in these tough times. The changes aren't easy, but they are working. So keep going. And don't forget, if you haven't already, download the COVID Safe app today. Visit australia.gov.au to learn more. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Find it hard to tune in? Jump on the internet, stream live at www.alive905.com.au.
It's 11 minutes past one. Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Thank you to all listeners and the sponsors of this great radio station, Live 90.5 FM. And thank you to all listeners for tuning in Australia and globally on Business Insights with Mario and Darren. We continue our conversation and interview with a man from international experience in accounting, finances, and how to build a proper business. Man who wasn't afraid to challenge the life and being successful in Australia as he was in Turkey. Our guest in studio, ladies and gentlemen, Leo Koga from Bright
Accounting and Taxation.
Bright Accounting. Sorry, I need to. So, Leo, in the first part of the show, we introduce you to our listeners, to our audience, and it's a very powerful moving story. And I truly believe that many of our listeners are going to be some of those your empowering lines. Even if it was difficult for you, you know, I mean, it's easy to say now you won, you're successful, but it took years before you come to a position where you are today. But after this, you have you launched the business, and now it's 17 years later. If I'm correct, 7 years later. When did you open the business?
7 years ago, in 2013. Yes.
Yeah, I try to promote you more. So, I'm just a little bit lying. Other 10 years in one decade. 7 years later, but your life experience spanning more than 7 years, which is like a few decades now. But saying that, when we talk in this business radio talk show, and that's like Darren and I have a different format, we don't want to be like always very, very serious. However, some questions are the very serious. And one of them is, why do we need, personally or business-wise, accountant like yourself?
Good question.
I know I created that question.
Especially on a day that, in an era that doing your tax return on your own is highly promoted by ATO and most of other institutions and everyone else. But I personally, a strong believer of segregation of duties and professions and everything, this is a very technical area. I think just because you can do it by yourself on a software, it doesn't mean that you must do it. It's like cutting your own hair, even if it doesn't apply for you and me, but
applies for Darren.
Applies for him.
That is who has a hair in the studio.
Of course, you can buy a pair of scissors from anywhere and then try to cut it yourself. So that you can do that if you have hands, can lift your arm on top of your head. But does it really mean that you should do it yourself? It's the same thing. And taxation is much more technical than cutting your hair. Like, there are legislation involved, there are new rules, new laws, COVID laws, before COVID laws. We combined both of them this year in 2020 tax returns. In some parts, you have to know both sides, before and after COVID. That, with such a highly technical issue, how do people dare to do it themselves? I don't understand. That's really something that I couldn't figure out. It's just because to save a couple of $100 from the tax return.
I don't know how much money you can save, but if I do it myself. But the thing is, you can't lodge. Actually, the government gives you the opportunity to lodge bus by yourself. But again, is that going to be correct or not? Because I think there's something else. It's compliance. But before the compliance, Darren and I, we have the opportunity to bring a lot of business people, a lot of business owners. And for those who just becoming business owners, and even those ones who are not happy with their accountants or they're looking for something more exotic like yourself, you know what I mean? The personal knowledge from finances from overseas, working for the big, large, you know, globally known audit firm, dealing with their corporate clients and now the personal and businesses. When somebody starts a business, what do you see as the biggest downfall, apart to, you know, doing on your own? You know, we discussed that one. And when the business owner comes looking for accountant, what they should ask into accountant?
Okay, when you start a business, of course, the answer for this question lies in the business plan. But of course, you have to do your own homework with numbers and with your product or services, supply, sales, this, that, your competitors. That's a big picture. But this picture lies on top of the tax compliance. Yeah. It's like tax compliance carries the business world. Because even if you're very good at your business, if you don't comply with taxation law, if you don't do things properly, that can really take you back. Like, the consequences will be really huge. I'm biased in that issue. Of course, if I wasn't an accountant, probably I wouldn't say that. Yeah. But from an accountant's point of view, I saw many times how people suffered from this side of the business when they were really good at what they were actually doing. On the other side, in their products or services, they were experts. Like, the products were good, services were excellent.
So where was their luck? You said on the other side, there's a negative experience. So they're good in products and services, but what was
the... because some people, when they start ignoring the taxation just because they were successful in the other side of the business, then when the problem starts. So this is why I strongly believe.
Can you give some example, please?
Yeah, of course. That's this is how it is.
Like, let's not talk about Darren and I. We don't pay the taxes on our $5 million contracts here. You know? I mean, even Darren says he pays too much taxes, so everybody knows that.
At the moment, a good amount of my work comes from the audit cases, because as a part of my networking, I'm teamed up with other professionals, and then they bring me clients, but we team up and then we sort out their problems with ATO. So we take on a lot of audit cases every year, very significant audit cases in the small business world, of course. And I had a chance to see in the last 7 years what they have done wrong. It's very common sense. The first thing they've done wrong was to ignore taxation, seriously.
What do you mean ignoring taxation?
Ignore it. Like, people focus on their business.
Yes.
And then fail to lodge past tax return, this, that. It's literally, they ignore it. So this has...
How do you ignore it not to pay? Like, you know, like that's not ignoring, right, Darren? Would you ignore like 5 years not to lodge the tax?
And to you, Leo,
is
tax too complicated for people, or do they believe that they can't get help? And did GST and BAS and all those sort of things, and even knowing the acronyms, has that really kind of made some people just go to ground on tax?
There are several reasons. Some of them don't like paperwork. Like, it's too complicated for them. They don't want to think about it. For them, it's really a huge job. It's much worse than what they do here on their own business, which is not correct, but this is how they think. Some of them do it deliberately, and some of them think that they can do it, and then they try to make a good start, but of course they can't. In time, they give up, and then they stop thinking about it. So there are different motives, different reasons. There's not only one. But what I'm trying to say is, as a new business owner, this is something that everyone has to focus on as much as they do on their services or products. So tax compliance is very, very important.
Okay, question for you, like, you know, asking for the friend now. For all listeners, this is very serious, like, you know, I mean, but ATO can do audit in any business, right? Anytime, any moment, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Does the ATO offices can turn up on your door and say, like, we want to see all your books, so they need to make an appointment? It's like a police. When police comes, right, you need to bring the warrant in. I mean, of course, I mean, they can't just rock up, let's go say, like, Darren, I have the studio. Now, in studio, we, let's just, for example, like, we're spreading the, you know, I mean, I don't know, some conspiracies or some evil stuff. They will run inside. They don't need a warrant, you know, I mean, because you scare the people or whatever it is, but... Let's just say, if Darren and I are sitting here in his studio, like, they just kind of rock up, you know, police will, you know, provide a warrant or something, like, you know, I mean, just as figure of speech. But when it comes to the ATO, does the ATO can come on your door and just request the documents?
No, no. There's a process for that. This is a very civilized process. They send you correspondence first, heaps of correspondence, like, not only one, like, they send you letters, hard copy letters, and another one. So... at one stage, you're supposed to reply and comply, whatever they like. So
reply and comply. Darren, what do you think that?
So that is the stage that we come into the picture, because if the addressee of the letter is smart enough, after the first letter, they engage us, me and my lawyer friend, and then other people that we can introduce them, and then we take on the case and we say, what's wrong? Why did they contact you? What's the point of audit? And then we move on. But this is how they approach, like, by corresponding. And then everything goes on correspondence. And
because then, I don't know, did you have experience with that? But I have somebody I know very well. They come to his door, right, his business, two of them, and they just give the cards and say, like, give us all documents.
Oh, I never heard that, to be honest.
Well, yeah. I know that person quite well, and I know it's happened, you know what I mean, because he called me to investigate. That's like, look, I can't investigate these things, you know, that's between you and government. But, you know what I mean, he said this happened. So what's the compliance in terms of the business? What's the compliance, you know, definition? What businesses should be comply with?
First of all, comply with that Income Tax Act and all other relevant acts. But in practically, just simply, keep your records regularly and lodge whatever necessary. Like, if you registered for GST, you must lodge BAS. If you have to lodge income tax return, and you have to lodge some other things as well, like fringe benefit tax return, this, that. So, and ATO is allowed to take you to criminal court if you ignore all those correspondence. I have had those clients like this in the past. They ignored so much. The last letter they received was a subpoena from the court, like criminal court. And then
they don't want to go to court.
We again ended up with a good result after we took on the case. Yeah. But can you imagine the horror they had when they opened the envelope and
subpoena for the court?
Subpoena for the court. So that was very rare. That was like only one or two cases. But all others we managed to interview before that comes to this stage. But that's the last resort for ATO, because they can't reach you, because they even ring you if you keep ignoring the correspondence. They ring you many times and send you emails. They try everything.
Well, I must say that's very, very professional and genuine. But you're listening to Live 90.5 with us in studio, Leo Koga, who talks about tax compliance for the personal and particularly for the businesses. Stay with us. Live 90.5 Businesses with Mari and Darren. Darren, you have something to say? No? We're talking. Well, we'll take a short break. It's 1:23 p.m. on the 28th of August. Spring is behind the corner, and we're going to enjoy the continued conversation with Leo Koga.
Alive 90.5.
Once in my life, I've got someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once, unafraid, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know I'll be strong. For once, I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you could make my dreams come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have someone I know to desert me, I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I've got love, I can make it. For once in my life, I got someone who needs me. Mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I got love, I can make it. For once in my life, I got someone. For once in my life, I found someone. For once in my life, I got someone who needs me.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Are you an experienced disability care worker? Then why not consider the benefits of working for Global, the leading disability care agency in Sydney? Agency Work offers variety to work where and when you want. If you have previous disability care work experience, a first aid certificate and driver's license, then Global is the agency for you. Global offers great rates of pay and free training courses to its own disability care staff. Check out positions vacant on the website at globalcarestaff.com or call today on 1-800-009-292. That's globalcarestaff.com or call 1-800-009-292.
Station sponsor.
All the local news and all the great music.
On your sound, your community.
Alive 90.5.
27 minutes past one. Alive 90.5. Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
And thank you for listening to Business Insights with Darren and Mario on Alive 90.5. Our guest in studio, Leo Koga, who talks about tax compliance. We don't know how to save much more money, but we know that we need to comply with the laws and legislations in Australia and the state-wise, and we're talking now about New South Wales. And Leo is kind enough to share some of his knowledge and how he operates, not on his own, but as well with a network of professionals, how to assist you. And before we took the break, Leo, you mentioned something very important, that people start very hard, then they forget, some people ignore. So tell us something, you know, when we ignore and the ATO kind of switches, we, you know, obviously it's going to be caught and, you know, all these, you know, criminal charges. How do you help those clients?
First of all, we let ATO know that we are taking on the case. So we will be looking after the tax affairs from now on.
Is that for ATO like a burden of the shoulder? Like off when it's
something okay, like this.
Yeah,
yes.
We have the accountant
exactly.
Now. Yeah, yeah, okay.
So exactly, exactly. Yes. Otherwise, they will do the job.
Yeah.
So what we do is in 90% of the cases, we do the books again from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like if ATO is auditing you for 2018 and 19, for example, we say, and because how they audit is they ask you questions like, what is this? What is that? Bring us the books, this. So instead of trying to answer the questions based on your current books, we prefer to do them again. And if the client agrees, of course. Mm-hmm. But that's the safest way. We put everything aside, all what you did in the past. We just simply get the bank statements in our hands and all the other supporting documents, and then do the books again, and then present it to a proper set of financial statements and the tax return and whatever they like, BAS or fringe benefit tax, whatever they need. And then that's a kind of independent work for them.
Yes,
and then it saves them time as well, because otherwise they would need to employ, allocate a couple of people at least to do the job for themselves on their side in their office. So we do the job and then they check it. Sometimes it takes weeks and months, sometimes it takes shorter, but then we usually get a good result. They rely on what we do.
So may I ask you something? Like, I know that this is not a, you know, topical conversation.
Yeah.
What's the story with all this, you know, people who are trying to hide the money, whatever they are, whoever they are, in the Cayman Islands or Bermuda Bank or whatever, that, you know, the, any other tropical.
Well, that's why we go to Bora Bora.
Yeah, that's why I'm not going Bora Bora. Like, yeah, we carry the suitcases full of cash, you know, but what's the story with this one? Why do some people will opt to this, but Ethio find them anyway?
Yeah. This is, well, I think it's a stupid effort for small business people. I met with some people who try to do it, but it's really useless. How are you going to hide the money? Everything is electronic these days. It's very hard to set a structure to justify your transfer money to overseas. And there's a separate section of the law to stop it. Yeah. More than one section, not even one section, more than, it's a huge part of legislation. And it's a difficult, it's a different specialty. And it's very difficult to hide the money like this, very difficult. So those people get caught sooner or later.
Because interesting is like, Darren, you know, the stories when you hear it and then you hear these documentaries. 1996, you know, I mean, he started. What was it, this famous guy who died in Spain? I was just coming to Australia. What was his name? He tried to hide the money going and dying. He died eventually in Spain. He was from Queensland.
Yeah, you've lost. Scaife. Christopher Scaife.
Yeah, like, you know, that's his one, you know what I mean? Like, you're laughing, you know, this one?
Good memory. He didn't even Google it. He just said it.
Yeah, because he was one of the famous, you know what I mean, cases, like, you know what I mean? But they found him eventually, I mean, like, you know, even he escaped and everything else. So tell us something. When the business, you know, start running, do you give us a tips how they can save the money, you know what I mean? Not through accounting, but do you know the, how the businesses should actually structure the business, you know, not to disperse money, you know, I mean, on the benefits, you know, paying themselves a lot, you know, business owners, but instead of how to save the money when they trade?
First of all, get professional advice. That's number one. It starts from there. Don't hesitate using accountants or financial planners or legal advice, this, that, because everything starts from there. Anything else you can do, it will be your invention. Without knowing the real legislation, because there's no place for assumptions in that sort of cases.
Yeah.
So you need to have proper structure to enable you to distribute your profit in the most proper way, to minimize your tax in a legal way. But those structures can be really complicated sometimes. There may be other implications, other consequences. Not every structure fits everyone. So business structure is very important. Your other affairs are important too. Like when clients come and sit with us, we don't only look at one way. Like we need to put the whole picture on the table. Like, do you have any overseas assets? That. So everything comes into the calculation.
Are we coming back to the same point? I just want a few curiosity, because I slide to the networking. I met a lot of people there, and everybody's expert on everything, right? Brand marketing, accounting. You should claim everything. You should do this. You know, should do that. Like, you know, I mean, I was being told so many times, claim so many coffees, and somebody says to me, don't claim so many coffees. Okay, claim the stationery, don't claim the stationery. And I think myself, like, you know, like, who is right, who is wrong?
Well, it's all about where you have the coffee.
Correcto mundo. Then I go to ask to Google, and who is right, who is wrong.
Yeah.
But why do people don't opt to go to the, like, yourself in the first place? Why we have the tendency, Mario Bekes included, because when I started my business, I heard so many advices, many tips, and I was doing it on my own. And then I, you know, realized, but that was okay. I was having a couple of receipts per month, more expenses than anything else. But why we opted to go the cheaper than we go, you know, into proper channel and ask things?
I will come to the same point again, because doing it yourself is highly promoted by everyone, like ATO, software companies, this, that. So that encourages people to try it, give it a go. like they don't think they will have anything to lose. They don't know how serious ATO is, and then and they don't have any idea about the possible consequences. So without having any idea about the structures, they just jump into something that they hear from a friend, mm-hmm. and then with the good promotion from a software company, they just buy the software and then turn it on, and then they think that's the accounting.
Last time I tried this to do my own what Darren does, his engineer, do some videos, it turns into the bad advertising. So never again. But look, we take a short break. It's 1:34 p.m. on the 28th of August 2020, and you're listening to Business Insights with Darren Mario and myself. And Darren, take a short break with our guest in studio, Leo Koga from Bright Accounting, and we'll shortly be back. Thank you for listening live 90.5 FM.
Alive 90.5.
Lewis is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. Royal Shores, developed by Pace, is a new waterfront community in Parramatta, set right on the waterfront at the gateway to Sydney Harbour. Royal Shores is one of Pace's most unique urban developments to date. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Hey fellas, need a new suit? See Mike Sampson Clothier at Winston Hills. He's some great business suits, in fact, suits for any special occasion. Mike also has a complete range of accessories, such as business or formal shirts, ties, belts and shoes, as well as plenty of casual wear for the season ahead. Mike Sampson Clothier is located at Shop 21, Winston Hills Mall, and is a proud sponsor of Monday Magazine with Happy Jack. And, of course, your sound, your community, 90.5.
Alive, 90.5, all the way from the 70s, 80s, 90s and today.
20 minutes to 2, Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren.
Thank you to all listeners on Alive 90.5, Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And as Darren and I was stipulating in our show, this is not mainstream media. This is the local radio station with a voice for, this is your voice, and we are streaming globally 24/7 alive. And we are always privileged to have two guests in studio who speaks the facts, not opinions. Today is not exemption. Today it's a very, very unique person with us in studio who doesn't talk about taxes as a tax accountant, but he talks about compliances and where you should take a care. Because after all, we need to pay the taxes, and that's how the government pays the bills and build the hospitals and schools. But if you have the lack or understanding of the tax accounting and you fall into the loophole of the compliance, you're lucky, because today with us in studio is Leo Colger from some company names. I don't know what name it is. Like, we're going to hack him later. We're going to tell this later. You wanted to read? No, yeah. We don't want to read your name. No, Bright Accounting. Leo, we spoke before we took the break, you know, how the... Why are people falling, you know, with the compliance? Why? What are mistakes we're seeing? And why is not smart to hide the money? Because electronically, it's electronically being passed, and there's always trace somewhere. It's a digital fingerprint, and people's going to find you. So Darren and I, we're trying to bring our suitcases full of the cash in Bora Bora, but, you know, that branch is a little bit closed now for us, so we're going to wait. You know, we don't have a container full of cash, but let's not share this with ATO. The point with this, you know, Darren and I doing this voluntarily, we are not paid. You know, I mean, you know, always be joking, like, you know, we're getting this money, but there are some extreme salaries in Australia, the extreme salaries. Can you just tell me, for my curiosity, let's go say, if I'm on a $5 million salary in this registration, what would my tax be?
Is that
a hard question? Darren.
Mario. Yeah.
Yes.
What are you not sharing with me?
Yes. No, I'm sorry, Darren. Like, yeah.
No, back to you.
Back to you. Yeah, so let's just say Darren and I have each $5 million.
Well, that's better.
Okay
that's
we had that. $5 million. $5.
Are we a partnership? Oh, that's going to
yes, we are, like from tomorrow. Okay. But not today, from tomorrow. But let's just say we have the salaries of $5 million each. You know? So like individual, like if I have $5 million, salary, and I'm the ABN holder, and I'm contracted service station, I need to invest $5 million per year. What do my tax would be?
Oh, that's first of all, you would be taxed over the top bracket, of course.
But, what is that, 10% or?
40%, yeah.
Sorry, what 40, did you say?
45, yeah. So it's
too much. Did you know this, Darren?
Didn't I say I pay too much tax?
But the thing is...
What do you mean 45%? How you can meet somebody 45% because of the...
And on top of it, there are some other things as well. Like, really, like,
don't. Leo, this is your last appearance. This is your last appearance in the show.
No, I don't have any clients with $5 million salary, yeah. So I never did such a big tax return. But the thing is, what I did, most extreme cases, actually, I'll give you some entertaining examples.
Please, share with our audience.
Usually every year, every year we had long overdues, like 10 years, 20 years overdue taxes. As I said, people keep ignoring this, that, and this is not uncommon for us. Like someone turns up with a 20 year overdue tax returns. Like,
really, does people exist?
Yeah, of course, every year, at least 2-3 of them. Yeah, at least 2-3 of them. And then it's interesting for different reasons. Some of them ignore it. As I said, some of them don't even know they had to do it. Like the latest client I took on like this lives overseas. Mm-hmm. And then he had a rental property here. Mm-hmm. But he has been living overseas for ages, like really too long. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't even know he had to file a tax return here.
They arrest him on airport? Or?
No. No, he doesn't even come to Australia for any reason. He lived in Australia for some time and he became Australian tax resident and worked here. And then he moved to that overseas country. And then, but when he was here, mm-hmm. he lived in a place, he bought a place, he lived in there. But when he left, he didn't sell it. He put a tenant in there and then he enjoyed the rental income for all those years. And he doesn't have any intention to come back for any reason. So then, but he has to file a tax return because there's an Australian income generated like this. Yeah. So that was an honest mistake, but that again put him 20 years overdue. Like, can you imagine? And then seriously,
Darren, would you think what excuse would be, you know what I mean, when you lodge 20 years tax, you know what I mean? It's like,
you don't need an excuse. It's a professional. This is our job to explain ATO, saying, as I explain you here, of course, the lawyer that we engage puts it on a legal jargon to say, like, that was an honest mistake. This guy is not a criminal or something. He just simply didn't know. He just was away from Australian legislation for 20 years. But that's an honest example. And some other people totally ignore it deliberately, don't lodge so long. That's in terms of number of overdue years, these are extreme examples. And in terms of number of in terms of dollar value, the most extreme example that I did tax returns for was a guy who was actually who received a tax bill from ATO around like $18-19 million, including interest and penalties and everything. And he found us.
Wow.
He found us after everything happened. Like, that was his mistake. Like, he communicated to ATO by himself in his own capacity. Of course, he failed. They didn't care. And then he couldn't explain himself well enough. And he made a lot of mistakes, by the way. Then they knock him with a bill of $19 million. That happened in 2014.
Who campaigned that? I mean, can you imagine that? You know, we get that it was from ATO, so like you need to pay for a salary, $90 million. Yeah. Like, it's like, it's just like
that case we took on around like July 13 in my first year, and then it took almost 15 months to finish it, because it was such a complex case. We had to establish again all those years from the scratch, and explain all those mistakes to ATO. Some of them were honest mistakes. He put things in a way that ATO misunderstood it, totally, the audit offices. So we managed to reduce it down to 1.5 million from 19 to 1.5.
Well, that's
big
a
drop.
Story.
He was still not happy. He was still not happy.
Yes, sir.
I'd be happy.
I'll be happy. Like, you know, like $90 million is these, like, but if ATO said $90 million is $90 million, few questions before we wind up our this show. Number one, why is a network important for every business owner?
First of all, to give more comprehensive services to your clients.
Yes.
Because if I don't know those lawyers, financial planners, this, that, I can't offer you the full service. I don't employ those in my office. I'm only me and a couple of other people.
Yeah.
But then that gives me the opportunity to help you out with everything you need. And secondly, of course, help me to grow my business as well, because those people use me as their colleagues for their clients. Because that person, for example, those audited people are not originally my clients. They are originally this lawyer's client. And then he invites me into the case and then we do it together.
And what would you say, younger self, in 2004 when you come in Australia? What would you say from this stance now, younger Leo, in 2004?
Interesting question. Never thought that. You should have told me before the show.
Okay. Well,
always on the spot.
Always on the spot. Do you like a Vegemite?
No.
No,
I can't even smell it.
or Marmite. You don't like Marmite or Vegemite?
What's the second
Marmite.
One?
Marmite. Have you heard of Marmite? No. No. Okay.
You know what the Marmite it is?
No.
You're going to be banned from this studio for some time now. Seriously.
It's either worse or better than Vegemite, depending on what you're thinking.
But my sons love Vegemite, I can tell you.
Because it's Aussie.
They're born here. Yeah, especially little one loves Vegemite, and I never understand
my son
why.
As well. But look, I know that Darren loves, you know, I mean, he must eat, you know, sweets because I've tried to feed him.
Yeah.
So that next question, if you have a last $10 in your pocket, what would you do?
Oh, good question too. Last $10 in my pocket.
You pay your GST, wouldn't you?
No, but if...
No.
he tells you the dark side out right now, like you just want to pay the taxes, eh? So look, Leo, a few minutes before we wind up, you know, maybe Darren want to ask you some questions how to contact you.
And yes, indeed. And so we have been talking with Leo, Colga.
You see, your card has become handy with the Darren now.
Very,
so
very
like
handy, very handy. Now I can say everything. Chartered tax advisor, registered tax agent, and Bright Accounting and Taxation Services. But how can people contact Leo?
The easiest way is to visit my website, which is www.brighttax.com.au. And also, if you Google my name as Leo Colga or Bright Accounting and Taxation Services, I will appear on Google as well.
Yeah.
So I have an online booking system, which you can simply push a button and then choose the best time and date for yourself to see me or talk to me. At the moment, I'm not seeing anyone physically. I always see them on the Zoom because of Corona. But it works really well.
Okay.
So it's a revolution in meetings, yeah.
Sounds good. And Mario, I was going to say,
yes,
very importantly, to our listeners, I don't cut my own hair. So you shouldn't do your own taxation work. Go and see
Leo. Leo just mentioned, to our listeners not to be confused, Leo, he mentioned... you can buy the scissors everywhere and then you can cut your hair, but this is not a, you know, this is not a style you want.
It's not a good idea.
That's a good idea, like a Darren. So he took a Darren, for example, but Darren has a beautiful
hairstyle. The example because the rest of the studio, well.
Look, I just want you for something else, Darren, because I said, like, I saw your pictures on Facebook. You were being in the city for some meeting with your bike.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So how did your helmet, you know I mean, it's, you know, hold your hairstyle, because it's like a bet when you take
you never want to see me once I'm off a bike.
I have the
helmet hair is never good.
Tell me the quick story before we wind up, and you know, the Leo, we barred Leo from the show forever because he doesn't he wants to pay taxes. What do you do against the magpies? I heard that magpies, it's this year, they're very, very violent and aggressive. The earlier come,
well, you take a buddy, and the less aggressive just stay away from you. And then if it's more aggressive, then make sure your buddy's in the right place, that your buddy gets done before you.
Who's buddy?
The buddy.
That's the reason why Darren what calls me Darren. He does the cycling, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, well, and I prepare him for the Tour de France next year, you know what I mean? We'll share the money.
Are you serious?
Mario's my trainer.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. He's going to go.
Wow.
And when he wins, so let me something. If you win some money overseas, you know what I mean, or have the business and you live in Australia, do you need to report that money income here?
Oh, prize money. Oh, it
depends. No, let's just say business. Let's just say I opened the company, I don't know, in Turkey, right? Darren, I opened a new radio show in Turkey, him. Do I need to report that money here in Australia? Or?
Of course, as an Australian resident, tax resident, you have to report all your overseas income here as well.
Yeah, but I pay taxes there in Turkey if I pay.
Then you will get a foreign tax credit here for the tax that we calculate. So you only pay the difference between Australian tax rate and the foreign tax rate. If in Australia, if you're in a higher tax bracket, you still have to pay tax for pay the gap.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to stay on a $5 million salary. So, Leo, thank you for being our guest today. Leo from Bright Accounting. Everybody who's interested, how do you spell your name? Leo, L-E-E-E.
L-E-O. And the C-O-L-G-A-R. Yeah, Leo Colga.
Thank you for being our guest today on Alive 90.5, Leo. We truly appreciate it. And thank you for sharing with us. To our listeners, you are listening another episode of the Business Insights with Mario and Darren. And today afternoon, you can go website alive905.com.au. There's going to be an entire interview with our guest in studio, Leo Colga from Bright Accounting. And you can draw some inspiration. And if you have more questions, you can hear how you can contact him. And Darren and I, we're wishing you an awesome weekend. It's going to be very warm this weekend.
Have a great weekend and a lovely pre-spring weekend coming up. And straight after us, stay tuned for The Past, the Paul and Steve Show. They've got some great music lined up for you on Alive 90.5.
Hey, Darren, don't tell nobody. You know, that taxes we're doing, you know, me, we'll not
We're signing off, Mario. We're signing off.
You're signing off.
Thanks,
we're not
guys.
Going to prison. Thank you, Leo.
Thank you.
Alive 90.5.
Pack my bags and I walk on. This was the time that I knew I should. But there's a fear in every step, and I still love where I just left. This lonely valley leads to a bridge over troubled dreams, to a bridge over troubled dreams.
Nationally recognised mortgage broking firm with an integrated and holistic approach to financial services. We are built on the foundations of a tailored experience for each customer. With extensive experience in residential and investment property loans, we are the mortgage broking firm that will help you secure your financial freedom. The ethos at Concise Finance is to fully engage with clients to get it right the first time. If you're looking for your next property or to better your interest rates, call one of the team from Concise Finance on 1300 978 357. Station sponsor.
Here's Dr. Jack from Beyond Infinity Dental.
After a chat with me, a man who hadn't been to the dentist in ages finally has the courage to come and see me. We kept a couple of his top teeth, replaced broken fillings on his lower teeth, and gave him a more comfortable teeth. He was a new man. He said it was a pleasure to go to the dentist and it's the best thing that's happened to him.
Would you like the best in dental care? Call Dr. Jack on 9838 9111 or pop in at Shop 28 Winston Hill Shopping Centre, 180 Caroline Chisholm Drive, Winston Hills, 2153, or go online, infinitydentalcare.com.au. Station sponsor.
Looking for your local sport fix? Don't miss Sunday Sports Roundup every Sunday from 2 till 5 on Alive 90.5, the only place to hear every Wentworthville Magpies home game live. For football fans, Tony Salerno and the call team bring you Blacktown City, New South Wales Premier League games plus other local derbies. When the team isn't at the ground, they're interviewing Aussie sporting legends and updating live scores as they happen. Whatever your game, tune in to Sunday Sports Roundup every Sunday from 2. We've got every sports lover covered.
And now on Alive 90.5. Here's the latest news, brought to you by Pace, transforming places since 1978.